Hey, welcome there, TransferCats, to Transfer Mail Live. I am here in beautiful Irvine, California, home of UCI and the Anteaters. Zot, zot, zot. And I am joined today by two folks who are going to be talking about transfer. I have Mike, who's a transfer student, and Guillermo, who's part of the admissions team. He's an admissions officer, and we're just going to dive into what makes UC Irvine so special for transfers. Welcome, welcome. Hello, yeah. Mike. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks so much for having us.
Awesome. And are you? Where are you in your transfer journey right now?
So right now, I'm a fourth year, but I tell everyone, like, since I'm a transfer, I'm a second year.
And Guillermo, you are working with admissions.
Yeah, so I'm on the Office of Undergraduate Admissions team, specifically on the transfer team. We are very fortunate that here at Irvine, we actually have a first-year team, also known as high school student admissions counselors, and then transfer admission counselors, which is where I am housed.
Very cool. All right. We're going to jump right in and just kind of dive into this whole transfer journey. Mike, I'm really interested. You were sharing before we came on the show that you were from Clovis.
Yeah, from Clovis.
Tell me about that. How did you even find Irvine?
So I originally found Irvine, like, it wasn't even on my map when I was applying for colleges, and when I was like straight out of the high school, I was more looking at like UCLA and stuff like that. But one of my friends actually came to UC Irvine. And so I was like, that's when I first like saw it. And I was like, I heard a little bit about their chemistry program because I was interested in chemistry. But I also just wanted to go because my friend was there. So that was the initial spark. But as like I went through like community college and like got some more information about it, about like the different things that we do here, and then like the map of it, which was really cool. I like the circle. It's like easy to walk around.
Pretty cool. So had you visited before you decided?
No, I'm a little, I was like, why do I need to visit if I just show up? So I did my own self-guided tour, after I got accepted. And so me and my parents, we just walked around aimlessly. So,
and you drove?
Yeah.
We drove. How long was that drive?
So if you leave at the right time, it's 4 hours.
Okay.
If you leave at the worst time, it's 6 hours.
Yeah.
So 6 hours. I do a lot of 6 hour drives back to France.
So it's only 6 hours away, but it's like a world away though in culture, right?
Yes. Like the perspectives from the Central Valley over to the like Orange County area, it's way different. Like the people are different. They don't even know Fresno.
Yeah.
So I was like, everybody knows like LA or like Orange County when I talk back in Fresno. But then when I come here, I go, yeah, I'm from Fresno. And then they, oh, where's that? Is that like San Francisco, Sacramento? And I, no.
Before.
That's right. It's a big state.
And, yeah.
And, you know, it's very rural. I know a lot of people don't think of California, but we're the number one agricultural state in the U.S. And you get outside of the coast and there's a lot of farm town and smaller towns. And yeah, Irvine is very, very different. Cool. So tell me about your transfer journey here. What was it like your first semester? You know, any advice you'd give to transfer students who are coming in for that first semester?
Yeah, the first semester is definitely a big jump, especially coming from a community college. Mine was only like two buildings. So like the size of the campus was intimidating. The idea of having like a roommate and being like so far away from my family.
First semester. So give me some advice. I'm a transfer student to UCI. Walk me through it. What's the best path?
Okay. So there's a lot to do. So yeah. It's like a huge jump. Your email box, inbox is like filled with different opportunities and stuff, especially with your school, like where your major is located. So I get all the time like talks for like physical sciences, like chemistry. I'm pre-med, so I get like medical opportunities. And so it's a little overwhelming. But having all of these like different pathways and different like perspectives to visit and people to talk to, it makes it much nicer to see like how like you're not just like confined to like one road. There's so many different like pathways to take to get to like your future career, different opportunities to have like fun with some friends. Yeah. So yeah, the culture is really nice, and it broadens your
world. What are some programs you're part of?
So one of the clubs that I'm part of is the Cosmetic Chemist Society. So,
oh, interesting.
Yeah, I found the club and I was like, they like give like free like skincare and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, cool. But it showed me like a different avenue of where I could take my chemistry degree.
Yeah.
So I could do like, if I didn't do like a medical pathway, I could do like cosmetic science and like be in like the formulation labs.
Wow.
And like work with like, one of my favorite things is working with like fragrance.
Yeah.
Cause like, oh, you get to smell good.
And yeah.
Like, there's like a million ingredients that go into it.
So. And you know what? You can't see because it's a podcast, but his skin is flawless. I mean, like, so you get to sample your own products or something. I don't know. That's cool. But there's got to be hundreds of clubs here, right?
Yeah, over 600 plus student-driven clubs.
Wow. So yeah. You can find a cosmetic / chemistry club. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Guillermo, tell me about advice for students applying to UC Irvine. I know there's like 85 plus majors, that you guys are very major specific in your admissions.
Yeah, definitely. Before I jump into that, I just want to acknowledge Mike for stating his earlier statement about an abundance of resources. The number one question I get is what opportunities are available? And I always inform students that opportunities will be there. You do not need to stress about that. Trust me, they will come. You will feel overwhelmed with the amount of resources and opportunities you'll have. But to transition back to the question, the number one thing that you want to do when considering Irvine is selecting a major. We are a major-focused university. In addition, selective majors. So with that comes the responsibility of meeting set requirements for your major. And there are some majors that have B or better grade requirements. Mm. And we have majors that have no prereqs. We are part of the UC system. As long as you're meeting UC eligibility and other admission-related requirements, you can apply to transfer. So two different avenues. So always understand what is your transfer path and what are some of the things that you can do to accomplish the things that are important to you. Transfer as soon as possible or complete requirements in a community college, attain a ADT or an associate degree, and then transfer. But ultimately, there are infinite options as to how you can transfer to Irvine.
Very cool. So I know a lot of transfer students, you know, barriers are typically money. It's typically finances and this kind of belief system that maybe I don't belong in such a prestigious research place, right?
Yeah.
So maybe, and this is open to either of you, if we could speak to your experience with financial aid, the financial aid office, you know, the packages that you were awarded or whatever. And then the second piece was the belonging here. And for first gen students, it can be pretty intimidating to step from a small community college into a big, big pond like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, okay. For the financial aid portion of the question, I've been like, the money part hasn't been too much of an issue. There's some struggles sometimes just with the financial aid office. Like sometimes there's like issues with the money package, like delivering the refund check coming in so you can like pay for housing or anything like that. But it eventually gets resolved pretty quickly within like the week of like the first week of school, the week before school. So it's not too much of an issue. You just call or make an appointment and it's like simple. They just tell you what to do and then you do it.
Right.
Other than that, they...
Are you on work study? Do you have any of that?
I didn't qualify for work study, but work study is like a really solid
thing. Yeah.
I tried to get on that. I was like, oh yeah, I want that.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I get to work and earn some money and then it pays for my tuition and,
totally.
And my loans.
Yeah.
That's a solid deal.
But you have a job.
But I have a job. Immediately when I got here, I was like, in my community college, I worked as a tutor on the campus.
Okay.
So I was like, immediately I need to get a campus job.
Yeah.
And so I worked my way up.
Are you living on campus?
Yeah, I live on campus. My first year, I lived in our Arroyo Vista housing, which is like more dorm style, but it's more for like second years, third years, fourth years are sometimes there. But I got lucky. So this is like for like the more belonging side of the question. Mm-hmm. Like my whole house was transfers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So that was really nice. They have themes. Unfortunately, I didn't get into the transfer theme house.
Yeah.
But my house is just general studies, but we were all transfers in there.
From all different places.
Yeah, from all different places. Mostly like NorCal, Central Cal.
Yeah.
There's a few like SoCal ones. So like they got to go home on the weekends. So I was like, so lucky. But it was nice having that community already built in. I didn't have to like stretch out my hands too far to like reach for like a community like in a club or like make a bunch of connections like in a classroom. Those are still available, but I just had that like at my house.
But you're in a really tough major too.
Yeah.
You're in a STEMI major, right?
Yeah, chemistry.
So that could really be intimidating coming from a community college. Do I have the background? Am I going to be as good as the people that came here as freshmen?
Yeah.
How did you find academically? Were you prepared?
So in terms of my academic preparedness, my community college had some of the instruments that we use in the chemistry lab frequently. So I was exposed to a lot of different equipment and like techniques.
Yeah.
So it wasn't too much of a shock in terms of that. I was more scared I'm like a transfer coming in and these people have already been established as first years. Like, how am I going to fit in with them? Is it going to be easy to talk to them or something like that?
Right.
But they thought I was a third year too. I was here since the jump. So
yeah.
When I tell them I'm a transfer.
You don't have a T on your shirt walking around that says transfer like transfer man does. But so yeah, they assume you've just been here forever.
Yeah. And the crazy thing I also noticed was every other student I talked to was also a transfer. I was like, we're taking the same classes. We're taking we have the same pathway. Like some of the people I met my first year here at UC Irvine, they're still taking classes with me.
Yeah.
And we're all transfers. Like it's kind of crazy.
Can you talk a little bit more on when you come to a UC system and you enroll in a course? Most courses come with a lecture and a discussion. I think that's something that students are not that familiar with. On the road, I get that question asked a lot. Well, what's the dynamic in the classroom setting? And I do inform students that it varies slightly because when you're at a community college, you typically just go to lecture unless you have a lab. But
yeah.
In the UC system, most courses come with a discussion that's led by a grad student, PhD, postdoc, and that's a great opportunity that you should take advantage of.
Yeah, with our lectures, like registering for classes, when I first registered, I was like, wait, why do I need to do it? What's it, this DIS? Like, I laughed. I was like, what? And so on the first day when I came in there with the TA, I was like, oh, this is more like a community college style, where it's like a smaller room, smaller class size.
Right.
So it's much nicer. And you get to talk with your friends, or it's just an easier place to talk about, be social with other people while also prepping for the midterm that's coming up, or refreshing yourself on the concepts that you learned in lecture. So that's really nice.
Cool.
And the arts, I heard they have studio, so they'll have lecture and then they have STU or something. So I was like, wow, maybe I need to take an arts class. Like I want a studio.
I was just over in the arts wing this morning having a coffee. By the way, if you get on this campus, there's a really cool coffee place called The Green Room. Pretty neat. Yeah. It's pretty cool. I'd never seen it before. Speaking of, where's the best food on campus? Okay, give us the transfer lowdown. Typically, I ask the question, where's the best milkshake on campus? But some schools are not known for their milkshakes. Maybe it's your tacos. Maybe it's, maybe there's a taco truck that comes on someday or something. What's the lowdown?
So lowdown on the food, it would probably be the chicken. So if you go to all me and my transfer friends, we all go to Brandywine.
Yeah.
Just because it's the closest to us from the dorms. But they have the most variety of chicken I've ever seen. they'll put chicken with it'll be the same chicken, but with a different sauce on top, or they'll do fried chicken with a different sauce on top.
There you go.
And so me and my friends, we try to guess what chicken are they going to do today?
Okay.
So I'm not going to gatekeep this secret, but yeah. Skyworks on Research Park, it's on the end of campus, I believe towards the 73, very, very affordable prices. They mainly tailor to all the research companies in Research Park, but they have some good food and they have deals if you want to save a couple bucks.
Word to the wise. Very cool. All right. Any final thoughts on, you know, if you could do it all over again, you know, coming in, is there something that you would do a little differently in terms of involvement or in terms of programs? I don't know. Because it goes by fast, right? I mean, you came in and it's like, and you're on the quarter system. So you're flying through the first couple of quarters. You're getting used to like what it's like to be on the quarter. And then by the time you catch your breath, you're like, oh my gosh, I only have one more year here.
Yeah. When like, if I was to do it all over again, that's a really big question.
Yeah.
I probably would probably call my mom more.
That's a good answer for us. That's a good answer.
Now I call them like every day. And then I call them out when they don't pick up my call. Yeah. Like,
oh, wow. Your favorite son's calling. Yeah. Not picking up.
But if I could do it all over again, I probably wouldn't sleep in so much. Like every time after a lecture, I would go home and just sleep. I probably would go out more with like my friends or visit more clubs.
Yeah.
Get a little bit more involved. Just a little bit, not too much.
Okay.
Not overworking myself.
When you're working in working life, in adult working life, you miss those days of going home and taking a nap.
Definitely.
Gosh, I wish I could be an undergrad again.
On the admissions, and what I would say is we're part of the UC system. We serve the entire state. So if you're coming from Fresno, from Sacramento, from anywhere in the state here in Irvine, we receive students from all over the state. So that's something that students need to understand. We serve the state, and we're here to support you in your transfer journey. So please connect with us. We're here to help you. Don't assume information. Always make sure that you are getting the information from our website or from your community college counselor. We also visit community colleges, so make sure you visit your transfer center and get informed when they're going to have their college fair, because it is very likely that we will be there, and you can ask us many, many questions, and we can connect with you, continue to follow up with you, so we can assist you in your transfer journey.
So when students, if they have, you know, questions with the application themselves, I know a lot of UCs do application workshops. Do you have any preview days coming up, or is that more spring?
So this year we don't have a preview, but we do have an admitted fair. When students get notified that they've been admitted, that's our welcome fair. That's where we will actually greet both first year and transfer students. And we will also call out all the resources on campus. So for example, we will call on the Fresh Basic Needs Center. We'll call on the transfer center. So we're going to have sessions all throughout that day, so you can continue to connect with resources and also connect with academic departments, and also housing is available. Financial aid also has a tent, so that is the day where you should not miss. Come to the campus, get a feel for what the campus is like, and also connect with all the departments that you want to connect with already.
Awesome. Guillermo and Mike, so I want to say thank you on behalf of all the transfer students out there. This has been super informative, and thank you. Take care, guys. We'll see you in the next episode.